From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger Podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 4th, 2022, and on this day in 1643, Sir Isaac Newton was born.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction, except for when we both start rapping. I accelerated the mind of mankind to a higher plane.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. We have Georgia DPH's latest COVID-19 numbers for Cherokee County. Court stops termination of Northside Hospital coverage for Anthem members. Ice skating is open at the Mill on Etowah. Reception and swearing in for Woodstock elected officials is set for January 10th. The COVID-19 antiviral pills are available in Georgia. And finally, a Cherokee County home was destroyed in a fire. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. In the last week of 2021, COVID-19 case numbers have jumped in Cherokee County and across the state. The county saw 1,754 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the 7 days ending Friday, compared to 767 in the previous seven-day period, per Georgia DPH. Cherokee was averaging 250 new confirmed cases a day Friday, compared to 109 a week before. As of Friday, 52% of Cherokee County residents, or 128,251, were fully vaccinated against COVID-19. At least 56% had received at least one vaccine dose. Of the fully vaccinated in Cherokee, about 34% had received a booster dose. Statewide, 53% of residents are fully vaccinated, and nationally that figure is 62%, according to Georgia DPH and the CDC. Hundreds of thousands of Georgia residents who are members of Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield will remain in-network at Northside Hospital facilities, according to the hospital system. The Fulton County Superior Court granted injunctive relief to Northside Hospital late Thursday, stopping a threat of termination by Anthem, which was set to take effect by January 1st. Anthem members who seek care at Northside's hospitals, clinics, and physician practices will remain fully covered and in-network while the parties work toward a long-term resolution. The court order extends Northside's contract for 30 days. If two parties do not reach an agreement, the extended contract will expire January 31st, and Northside physicians and facilities will go out of network February 1st. Families enjoyed the ice Wednesday at the rink on the river, the ice skating rink at the Mill on Etowah. The ice skating rink is now open through January 30th and is sponsored by T-Mobile. The rink has extended hours this week, including a teacher appreciation night on Wednesday. Admission, including skates, is $10 a person or $7.50 for active military and veterans. Dolphin-shaped scooter helpers are available to rent for $5 for 30 minutes or $10 for an hour.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
The city of Woodstock will hold a swearing-in ceremony for new and returning elected officials on Monday, January 10th at the Chambers at City Center in downtown Woodstock. Mayor-elect Michael Caldwell, Ward 1 Councilmember Warren Johnson, Ward 3 Councilmember Colin Ake, and Ward 5 Councilmember Brian Wolf will be sworn in during the ceremony to serve four-year terms that begin January 1st. A reception honoring the elected officials will take place at 6 p.m. before the ceremony at 7 p.m. on January 10th. Cherokee County is now home to five basketball tournament champions. Here's Matt Golden with that story.
The Between Cherokee, Creekview, River Ridge, and Woodstock, Cherokee County secured five holiday tournament wins on Thursday, December the 30th. The Warriors knocked off Montgomery Bell to claim a title at the 30th annual Deep South Classic. The Cherokee boys will head into the new year with a county-best 12th win behind Cam Pope's 31-point outburst. Tayden Owens added 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists in the Warriors' hard-fought comeback win. Mason Bennett and Braylon Giddens chipped in for 5 points apiece. Jared Russo powered River Ridge to a 10-point win in the Kelly King Classic Championship on Thursday. Russo led the Knights with 32 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 steals. Braden Pierce had a near triple-double with 13 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 blocks. David Handridge scored 13 points, while guard Terry Hopf had 4 points and an eye-popping 11 assists. River Ridge claimed its second title of the day with the girls' 55-42 win over Hillgrove at the Hounds Hoop Holiday Classic. Matea Gale scored 19 points and won tournament MVP in the Lady Knights' tight 3-point victory. Simone Goins tallied a second-best 12 points in the game, followed by Allie Sweet's 10. The Lady Knights improved to 11-1 overall, remaining undefeated at 3-0 in Region 7-6A. The Hillgrove win marked River Ridge's fourth straight. The win did not come easy as River Ridge trailed by double digits in the first half, but fought back to secure the title. The Creekview girls secured their tournament victory at the Windermere Classic in Orlando, Florida on Thursday with a 51-37 win over Windermere Prep. The Lady Grizzlies improved to 5-9 with the victory and are playing some of the best basketball of the season. Abby Martin won tournament MVP, scoring 12 points with 6 steals and 5 rebounds as Creekview won its second straight game in convincing fashion. Mackenzie Solis recorded a team-best 18 points, also grabbing 4 rebounds and 2 steals. For the Lady Grizzlies, the Orlando-based tournament provided an opportunity to show just how much potential this group possesses. Woodstock improved to 9-4 and won its third straight game, 62-55 over Campbell. The Lady Wolverines are rolling one day after knocking off Marietta in a 2020-21 state championship game rematch. For more on Cherokee County basketball, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Merck and Pfizer's oral antiviral treatments for COVID-19 have been allocated to select retail pharmacies in Georgia, the State Department of Public Health announced Thursday. Initial supply of the drugs from the federal government is very limited. DPH anticipates additional allocations in the coming weeks as production increases, the department said in a news release. Per guidance from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, initial allocations were made to federal pharmacy partners. DPH has partnered with Walmart, Walgreens, and Good Neighbor Pharmacy Group, a group of small independent pharmacies, to ensure coverage across the state. The Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for both drugs as oral antiviral treatments of COVID-19. Georgia DPH still recommends basic prevention measures, especially in public settings, wearing a mask, physically distance, and wash your hands frequently with soap and water. A home near Canton was destroyed in a fire that firefighters say was caused by a lightning strike early Thursday morning, though no injuries were reported. Cherokee County firefighters responded to a fire on Pinion Lane near Canton at about 3:30 a.m. Thursday, where they found a one-story house with a basement fully involved. The homeowners were out of state during the time of the fire. The home was a total loss, per fire department news release.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation, dial 678-ESOG-9.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.